Hi guys, it's Sarah Williams here. Just wanted to check in for my daily podcast, and I want to talk to you guys a little bit about something that happened to me this morning and just share with you a really stressful situation that happened to me. And I'm sure there's probably some parents out there that can relate to me. For some reason, don't ask me how this happened, but my almost 2-year-old got a hold of a Sharpie permanent marker. Not really sure where he got it because most of them are up where he cannot reach them, but he must have a stash in his room hidden somewhere. I don't know. But apparently he got a hold of a black Sharpie, and I was not aware of this, obviously. So he was playing out on the porch, and usually he can actually open and close the front door by himself, which is fine because I have the porch barricaded off, so there's like a gate in front of it, so he can come in and out of the porch, in, on and off the porch as he pleases, and he cannot get off the porch. So he was out playing on the porch with his trucks, and the dog was out there, and they were hanging out, eating a snack, you know, it was good. I think I went inside for a minute to get a drink or, you know, use the bathroom, something. And so then I come outside and he had a Sharpie, a big, thick, black Sharpie, and had scribbled all over the siding of our house. The vinyl siding that's like a light cream color. So yeah, that was a moment where I thought, oh, shit, how did this happen? And my immediate reaction was to be like, no, and grab the marker from him, obviously, because he also had it all over his mouth, which means he had put some in his mouth, which is not good, obviously. And then at this point he was crying because, you know, mommy took away his fun toy. And then I thought, okay, I picked him up, cleaned off his mouth, and then thought, okay, how are we going to get this off of the house? So I put the marker away where he could definitely not get it, and then started, and then made him feel better, and then started kind of taking some deep breaths, calming down, and realizing, you know what, this is not that big of a deal. He was so proud of himself for creating this awesome artwork. He's so creative. And so I thought, okay, it's not the end of the world. How are we going to handle this? So I actually went inside. I tried a few different things and ended up using like a little steel wool pad, and that actually ended up taking it off, almost 99% of it. You can still see it a teeny tiny little bit, so I might try to get some rubbing alcohol, or I don't even know, some gasoline, whatever you guys have suggestions out there, I'd love to hear them, just to get the final little bit off. But I got most of it off, no harm done. And so I just want to see what you guys think and how you would have handled this situation. And I will tell you this, that in the past, I don't think I would have handled it this well. I think I handled it pretty well, for the most part. But I know that if you would have, you know, seen how I would have handled it maybe a year ago, or maybe even six months ago, I don't know if I would have handled it quite as well. Because normally I think I would start to freak out, scream, yell, maybe put him in timeout or spank him, or, you know, freak out, take pictures of it, crying, send it to my husband, you know, all this stuff. And I didn't do any of that. So I think I want to share with you guys the success today that I had, because I'm really proud of myself and how I handled it. And obviously, I'm not perfect. I'm not a perfect parent. Obviously, if I was a perfect parent, my son would not have got a hold of the Sharpie marker in the first place. So obviously, I'm far from perfect. But I think every single day we have choices to make. We have choices. We are in control of how we act. We are in control of how we handle different situations. And we are in control of how we feel and how we experience life and emotions. And so I tried to think about what my son was thinking and tried to put myself in his shoes, because he's not even 2 yet. So he might know a little bit right from wrong, but he doesn't know 100% what he's doing. And I think in his mind, he might have thought, oh, I'm making a pretty picture for mommy, you know? So I tried to practice my empathy with him a little bit, as well as just trying to stay in control and realize, okay, let's have some compassion here. What can we control? Is this the end of the world? Is the house on fire right now? No. Okay. So those are some things just to think about and put it into perspective. And I want you guys to think about some things in your life where you tend to feel extremely stressed out, where you tend to feel out of control, maybe a sense of anxiety or even rage. You know, what causes those things? Is it someone in your family? Is it something that you see on TV? Is it someone that you don't even know, a stranger? You know, road rage, driving into work. What is it that causes these things in your life? And how can you kind of take a step back and look at the whole situation and just rethink how you're reacting and how these emotions are controlling you and how they could be limiting you from just enjoying your day and being happy? Because it's so important that we have joyfulness in every single moment of every single day. So I just wanted to share my story with you guys today, and I would love for you to post your comments and how you can relate, because I know a lot of you out there can. And thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. And I will be posting another podcast tomorrow. So this is Sarah Williams signing out. Have a great day, guys. Thanks.